קטע הכנה לשיעור מתוך כתבי בעל הסולם.
Preparation to the lesson from בעל הסולם. שמעתי article 70 with a mighty hand and with fury poured out. We should know that of those who want to enter God's work in order to truly cleave on to him and enter the king's palace, not everyone is admitted. Rather, one is tested. If he has no other desires but only a desire of adhesion, he is admitted. And how is one tested if he has only one desire? One is given obstructions. This means that he is sent alien thoughts and alien messengers to obstruct him so he would leave this path and follow the path of populace. And if one overcomes all the difficulties and breaks all the bars that block him, and little things cannot turn him off, then the Creator sends him great klipot and chariots to deflect one from admittance into adhesion with him alone and with nothing else. This is considered that the Creator is rejecting him with a mighty hand. If the Creator does not show his mighty hand, it will be hard to turn him off, since he has a strong desire to cleave only to the Creator and to nothing else. But when the Creator wants to repel one whose desire is not too strong, he turns him off with a slight thing. By giving him a great desire for corporeality, he already leaves the holy work entirely, and there is no need to repel him with a mighty hand. And if one overcomes even the mighty hand and does not want to move from the place of Kedusha whatsoever, and wants to cleave specifically onto him in truth, and sees that he is being repelled, then one says that fury is poured out of him, on him, by the Creator. He is not admitted into the king's palace to cleave onto him in truth. It follows that before one wants to move from one's place and break in and wants to enter, it cannot be said that one feels that fury is poured out on him. Rather, after all the rejections that he has rejected, when he does not move from his place, meaning when the mighty hand and the fury poured out have already been revealed upon him, then will I be king over you. This is so because only through bursting and great efforts does the kingdom of heaven become revealed to him, and he is allowed into the king's palace.
It takes a lot of time for a person to move and being directed to action. And there's no action or anything that happened in one's life that are not aimed at bringing him to the goal, being adhesion. Where in that, a person has no contact. Rather, everything is arranged according to the Shemot. And only the intensity and the manner of the revelation of the Shemot is determined according to the realization of the previous Hashemot. But everything goes according to the plan. And according to the plan, one needs to show great desire for adhesion in accordance with the spiritual desire, so that it would be constant, it would be with all power and for one goal. And there's no partially in spirituality. And accordingly, one's desire should match that. One's desire should be wholeheartedly. Therefore, the Creator show a mighty hand, meaning he posed before the person questions, problems, confusions of all sorts, so that by them the person strengthened. and scrutinizes all his directions and live only one direction and strengthen in that he can no longer can be deviated from the path. So the Creator is sending more and more problems. He gave it in different, many examples, Bala Sulam, as one who climbs the king's mountain or other examples. And all that in order for the person to reach one strong desire only that truly erupts to enter sanctity, meaning bestow, to annul oneself, to come out of one's frame. And that is similar to birth, when there are two forces, the repulsing or rejecting force from the inside and the stopping force from the outside until the balance is so that it has to come out and the doors open up. And then the embryo is coming out. These two forces are contradicting the force of the Creator and force of the creature. They come to the right tension for breaking through. Just as he says in the same place, in the same woman, in the same time, by the hardening, he comes to its realization.